Welcome everybody to the Living Oneness Gathering, and here we are once again. It feels like a while, but I guess it's been since October since we've done this one because there was the live experience in between. So welcome. I'm your host, Sue Dumais, and it's an honor to be here with all of you, joining and uniting our hearts with the intention to unite us in love for each other and our planet. It is a wild time right now. I don't know. I woke up yesterday, it was feeling okay. This morning there was like a real, quite a tornado or hurricane of energy. I felt a lot of energy churning in this last couple of weeks, but it just all of a sudden amplified this morning. And sometimes it can do that when we are gathering because it's building momentum and there's energy kind of coming together for this gathering. But I also feel that there's a lot going on a collective level and on an evolutionary level for the planet and for humanity. So this next 6 weeks, all I can say is buckle up, buttercup, because it's going to be interesting. So it doesn't have to be intensely overwhelming, but you will have moments of overwhelming. You will have moments where you just feel like the ground beneath you is shaking. And you just need to trust and know that it's the universe doing the shaking. It's God doing the shaking and shaking things up. Everything's being shaken up right now. And everything's kind of coming up to the surface. And this is just where we're at in our evolution. This is just part of the phase. We've talked about this. I talked about this last week in the live experience as well. We're moving in through the chaos and shifting into coherence. And the only way to get to coherence is through chaos. It's an appearance of chaos. It looks chaos. It looks like messy. But at the same time, it's actually organized chaos. It's actually divinely organized. And I move through chaos really easily now because I don't have a lot of clutter in the field. So it's very easy for me to move through those phases. For those that have more clutter in the field, it'll be more challenging. And at the same time, some people just need to be the energies around them and in their environment just need to be shaken up more. And that's just what's going to be happening. So today I want to focus on how you can stay grounded in the center of the storm, how you can find calm in the chaos, how you can really hold your own with everything that's going on around you, because the environment within you is always affected by the energies around us, but our environment within is something that we can actually work with and navigate and support. And there's different things we can do to support that. And then the environment around us is just going to be what it is. And sometimes it's going to be easier to navigate on the outside, but if you have a strong foundation of being able to navigate your inner environment, then that inner world for you, then you will actually be able to walk through the outer chaos with more grace, a little bit more of a feeling of feeling capable or having the courage and the strength to do it. And the endurance, it's going to be a little bit about endurance as well. At the same time, in the next couple of weeks and next 6 weeks or so, I just want you to all be really willing to tune in and know when you're meant to go into that cocoon and pull back and give yourself a little rest and some space and some quiet. For those of you that are really sensitive to energies and frequencies, you may actually feel a little bit more bombarded by the changes and shifts in the energies. And I'm noticing a lot more frequency sounds. I can hear the frequencies of the window, the door, even stuff that people don't normally hear or sense. I hear buzzing of different lights and electrical outlets and things like that, but I can actually hear the frequency of the walls, the windows, everything right now. So for me, it's a little bit more an opportunity in the last couple of days just to really stay in and find that quiet stillness and have some space for just letting my body and my senses all integrate. Okay. So living oneness is not just about being at one with all of creation. It's about being at one within ourselves so that we can then be in communication and connected to everything around us. But if you are disconnected within yourself, if you are feeling discordant inside yourself or detached or divided inside, then you're going to have a harder time on the outside. So today is about going inward and really finding how we can hold steady and be that beautiful calm in the middle of the storm for you and for everyone around you, the best you can. So we do the best we can. That's all we can do. Okay. Let's take a deep breath and close your eyes and sink in. And we're going to begin by just noticing what is. So, in not trying to change anything, not judging anything, just observing with a curious mindset. Just notice how you're feeling in this moment. And you may not have been noticing the energy until this moment, and suddenly you stop and be still in this space, and it becomes a little bit more obvious. Some people may feel a little bit anxious or this underlying shakiness, which sometimes will show up as anxiety, nervousness, restlessness. Some of you may be feeling really grounded and calm, but just notice what's happening. How are you feeling on the inside? Without changing or judging anything, let's begin to scan the body, noticing the feet, the legs, the hips, the pelvis. You may actually feel really grounded in the legs and restless in the upper body, or the upper body may feel really quiet and the legs feel restless. And just notice what's happening in the legs and the pelvis and the feet. Remember, we're gathering information. Nothing to do but observe, notice, and witness. And then just notice what's happening in the abdomen, lower back, belly, upper abdomen. Diaphragm. And our minds are always looking for what's wrong, so you can be open to what's right, be open to what feels good, feels quiet, feels still. And be curious about anything that feels restless or out of sorts. Just noticing what's happening in the chest, the upper back, between the shoulder blades, shoulders, front of the chest, sternum, lungs, diaphragm. Just noticing what's happening through the arms and hands. Noticing your neck, your throat, your head, face, jaw, eyes, cheeks, nose, mouth, ears. And then noticing the body as a whole, from the Top of the head to your toes, just noticing the body as a whole. And noticing the body within the energy within the physical body. Being curious about the energy around you, around in your energy field that surrounds you. So we're going to make a few changes just so that you can really feel connected and solid within yourself first before we zoom out and connect with all of creation. So for the moment, I'm going to invite you to bring your energy field or set an intention to bring your energy field about an arm's length in all directions, above, below, behind, in front, and side to side. So that big bubble that represents your energy field, just bring it in so that it's an arm's length. A lot of times when we're really hypersensitive or really feeling oversensitive or overwhelmed, it's because our energy field is expanded too far out. So just bring your energy field in. And you might even find that you want to bring it in even a little bit closer, more like a cocoon, so it's even closer to your skin. That's okay too. We just don't want to retract the field from a place of fear. This is a choice for love for self. And then we're going to ask if there's any energy or anything in our field that's not ours, that belongs to somebody else, or it's where we're picking up maybe on some of the collective energy, collective consciousness. Let it be cleared outside the outer layer of your energy field. So if you're willing to say yes, thank you, and just let go of anything that's not yours. And some of you may feel something lifting. You might even feel anxiety lifting because in the collective consciousness, there is quite a bit of anxiety, restless energy, and anxious energy I was picking up in the last couple of days. So if you're feeling sensitive to that, as we're accessing the fourth and fifth dimension more easily in the fourth dimension, you will feel more of collective consciousness. That's just the nature of what's happening now. Taking some deep breaths. There we go, letting go. That's it. Now, an invitation just to feel the energy of Mother Earth beneath you. Imagine your feet on the earth. Imagine yourself standing or sitting with your feet on the earth or your feet in the sand. Or the soil, on the grass, whatever feels good, whatever feels right for you at this time. And imagine that it would be easy to connect your electromagnetic field to the Earth's electromagnetic field. And there's been a change in polarity just in the last couple weeks, but more so in the last week, I really felt it starting to really shift. So we're just going to make a little adjustment in our polarity. So you may feel your energy kind of lean in one direction or another, or you might feel it reorient itself. So just a willingness to adjust your polarity. Just say yes, thank you. So your body may have even moved. Some of you may have felt that on an energetic level or in the field. And some of you may not have noticed anything. That's okay. It still made the adjustment if it was necessary. And then setting a new grounding cord from the tailbone, a new electromagnetic grounding cord. Main cord going down, wrapping around the core of the earth. And that coil, second coil, wrapping around that main cord. Releasing the electrical scattered energy and the magnetic scattered energy down that cord. There we go. Sometimes we just have extra charge, like static in our field. So we're just grounding so we don't have the static Static creates a little bit more of an antsy feeling sometimes, or more sensitive feeling. So there we go. Beautiful. That's a beautiful shift. And then we're just going to invite if there's any interference, external interference in your field, like having a virus running in the background of your computer, we're just going to do a quick little sweep of the field and clear up and out any external interference. If any of it sticks and stays, then there's something more you need to know about it. There's part of you that's holding on to it, or it's just deeper embedded. Your intention is to clear. There we go. There's more leaving. And then bringing your awareness now to the center of your heart space. And you might even find putting your hand there is helpful to help you feel that connection to your heart. So we have the physical heart on the left and working with the heart center in the middle, but you might actually want to connect to the physical heart too. The physical heart has a powerful energy field in itself. Whatever feels aligned for you at this time. Just feel that connection to your heart center, that space of love and compassion, that space of connectedness to your divine wisdom, your divine self, your divine source. And imagine you could connect right to the center. You can keep your hand there. You can place it down and relax it. But imagine you could connect right to the center of the heart center. There's a center source point. And this source point is your divine connection to source, to your source, our source, unity consciousness, unity. Imagine you could fold everything into that source point. Just let yourself be folded into it. It's like you're folding your sense of self and your awareness, folding everything into your divine self, your divinity, your divine source. When you feel like you get to the real core of the center of that source point, it's naturally going to move inward and then the energy is going to flow outward again. Just let it. This is where you start to feel that amplification of your source point, amplifying out, radiating out in all directions. And we're going to let it radiate out in all directions to fill the body. So, filling your physical body with this beautiful energy of your divinity. Letting it fill the chest, the arms, the hands, the fingers. Letting it radiate through the lower part of the body, down to the pelvis, into the legs, and the feet, and the toes. Letting it radiate all through the back of the body, up through the neck, through the head, the brain, face, even through the strands of hair, in and around your eyes, your jaw, your teeth, your tongue, everything. Every cell in all the spaces in between each cell in the body. Now, feeling that radiance moving through and through the skin into the energy field, into that beautiful bubble of energy that surrounds you, that holds you, your unique consciousness, it holds it here. to allow for your individual expression of the divine through your human avatar. Tuning back into the heart space. And imagine you could tap into that divine wisdom, the knowing that goes beyond logic and reason, that knowing that goes beyond limitations. That knowing that is far greater than knowledge, but includes all knowledge. And feel at one within yourself, your body, bringing your mind into the heart space. Because the mind is not in your head. That's what we think it is. The mind is not contained. The brain is in the head. The mind is in every cell of your body and all the spaces in between and around you. So your mind is not limited to the head. Feel that connection to your mind, your heart, your body, your soul, your divinity, all in divine union. And any aspects of yourself that feel maybe a little left out, or maybe are sitting in the corner or hiding under a blanket or under the bed, a younger version of you that maybe feels a little wounded or traumatized or afraid. Imagine you could invite that part of you into your heart space and wrap that part of you in a beautiful blanket of love and compassion. Bring that part of you right into the heart. Embracing the fear, embracing everything about yourself. Imagine denying no aspects of you, embracing and honoring all aspects of you, all unique expressions of your divinity through your humanness, embracing all of your humanness, all of it, all of your experiences, all of your traumas, all of your wounding, all of your memories, all of your joy, all of your happiness, all of your fear, all of it. Invite it all in. Fold it all into your heart. Your heart is a powerful transmuter. It can transmute energy, but at the same time, it can hold and embody a vast eternal nature. Your heart space is not limited by any geographical boundaries. Your heart space is not limited to any of your physical boundaries. Your heart space, the heart center, is not limited. It's limitless, eternal, boundless. Just bring in the energy of yes, thank you. The energy of yes, I'm willing. Yes, I'm here. And the energy of gratitude. Yes, thank you. Appreciation. Imagine your heart smiling. And appreciate just how solid you feel in this moment, even if you have a judgment in the background that you could be more solid, more grounded. Don't go there. Don't play into those ego thoughts or those temptations. Hold steady where you are and recognize that it is more than enough. In this moment, it is exactly where you need to be. And it is beautiful. And it is more than enough. accept what is, really sink into it, lean into it, rest into it. Now there's an invitation, and I want you to let your heart discern what is meant for you in this moment. I'm getting two images. And when we look at storms, let's say there's a storm, a hurricane happening. In the hurricane, within the center of the hurricane, there is the eye of the storm. And I want you to imagine that you're standing in the eye of the storm. And within the eye of the storm, there's actually beauty and light, sunlight, calm, peace. And the colors are beautiful. It's very vibrant. And there's this stillness, peacefulness, this calm, this centeredness. I want you to imagine yourself standing in the center of the storm, but you feel solid, you feel clear, you feel grounded. And in that centeredness, you may be experiencing one of two ways of being. For some of you, the vision I have is you're in this cocoon, this beautiful cocoon that's protecting you from the storm. It's holding you in this sacred space for transformation, like a caterpillar in the cocoon waiting to emerge as a butterfly. But for now, give yourself permission. If you're feeling like a cocooning is what's necessary, then give yourself permission right now to be in that cocoon. And within that cocoon, when the caterpillar changes to a butterfly, there's a period of time where the caterpillar is just liquid. There's no caterpillar. There's no butterfly. It's just liquid. That's part of the transformation, the changing of form. So allow that change, that shift. Allow yourself to be in that transition. Allow yourself to be in the middle of that transformation. If that's what's guided for you, if that's what feels resonant for you, then give yourself permission to be in the cocoon. Because if you're meant to be in the cocoon, it's purposeful. It's purposeful for you, but it's also purposeful for all of humanity and beyond. So trust that knowing. Trust your heart. So some of you are going to feel like you're in the cocoon and you're being held and you're being transformed, transmuted. Others, I'm getting this vision of some of you standing like a lighthouse on the rocks. And you've weathered half the hurricane, and now you're standing in the center, the eye of the storm, but you're standing solidly and bright. Your light is bright, shining in all directions, and you're standing so solidly in the rocks. You're unshakable, unmovable, unstoppable, unwavering. And if that feels resonant for you, if that feels what your heart is saying, yes, this is where you're meant to be. This is how you're meant to be embodying your divinity right now. Then lean into that. Lean into it and stand up tall. Feel that energy lifting you from the inside, levitating you from the inside. So you feel solid, yet lifted and light and clear and strong. And there's no comparison for those of you that are in the cocoon. It's beautiful. You're meant to be there. It's necessary. For those of you that are the lighthouse right now, it's beautiful. It's necessary. Don't compare. Don't wish that you were the lighthouse. Be the cocoon. Be the liquid. Be in your experience. Honor that. Surrender to it. Accept it. Eventually, we will all be the lighthouse. And sometimes the lighthouse will then change to the cocoon. So next time or tomorrow, some of you may be all of a sudden in the cocoon. honoring whatever's necessary for your transformation, for your transfiguration. Either way, you can stand solidly and centered in the cocoon or on the rocks as the lighthouse. Yes, thank you. Gratitude, appreciation, affirmation, declaration. And as that lighthouse, you have this field of energy around you that's solid and holding you. So even if the other side of the storm starts to reach you, you can hold steady. You can weather the storm. And even in the cocoon, you can weather the storm. But it's that divine union within you that matters, uniting your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, the internal environment of your body is beautiful and miraculous. There's an environment of organisms within you that are supporting you, and to be in divine union with them and to be in community with them. That's oneness within, which will allow you to really experience more deeply the oneness around you. So take a couple deep breaths and then let's begin to expand. For those of you that are in the cocoon, you may not feel that you're meant to expand beyond the cocoon, and that's okay. You can witness the experience, witness the journey from within. As we zoom out, you begin to see. We begin to see the storm, and we begin to zoom out even above the clouds so that we're looking from beyond, above the earth. We're looking down at the storm. We can see the hurricane winds. We can see the eye of the storm. We can see ourselves as the lighthouse within our body, standing solid. We can see ourselves as the cocoon, holding steady, centered in deep trust and blind faith, knowing that we have a part to play. Whether we're in the cocoon or whether we're the lighthouse, we have a part to play. And the more we can hold steady and be centered, the more we can remain grounded, the more we can stay connected to all of creation and to the source of our divinity. We become these beacons, these messengers. We become receivers, but also transmitters. We can transmit energies. We can transmit messages with or without words. Your presence becomes healing. Your presence becomes a reminder and a symbol of oneness, a symbol of how we're all connected, a symbol of love, compassion, peace. Hold that embodiment as you zoom out even further to see all the planets in our solar system, the sun and all the planets, including Mother Earth, and just see the beauty of creation. See the sacred geometry and the symmetry and interconnectedness of our solar system. And zooming out to see even the synergy and interconnectedness of our galaxy. And some of you may feel like you want to zoom out even further and zoom out even further. Keep going. Keep going as long as that feels aligned and guided for you. Because if it feels guided, it's purposeful. Set an intention to see, feel, and sense what you need most in this moment. But you're setting that intention at the level of the heart, that space of knowing, that space within you that has a wisdom that knows exactly what you need, what your consciousness needs. It needs in this moment. And we thank the heart for showing us. We thank our divinity for guiding us, for leading us, for directing us in every moment, with every breath. Take some deep breaths. You are not limited by this body, yet this body is a beautiful vehicle. It's a necessary vehicle. It is a gift. It is meant to be honored and used in a way that will serve. It's meant to be used in a way that it's respected, nurtured, nourished, loved. This body is a miracle. It's a beautiful house for your consciousness, your unique element of consciousness, your unique expression of the divine. That is who you are. And your life matters, your body matters, your mind matters, your heart matters, your soul matters. How you feel, what you do, it all matters and it all has impact. And if it's too overwhelming to tap into connecting with everyone or everything in all of creation, then feel that connection to your body, to your heart, to your soul, to your consciousness. Feel that divine union between your heart and your mind, but let your heart be the driver. Let your heart take the lead. Let your heart guide your mind. We've been programmed the other way. We've been programmed to get into our heads. We've been programmed to be limited by our minds. We've been programmed to believe that duality is what is the only thing that exists. And that we are separate from everything and everyone. And it's easy to find the evidence of separation. It's easy to find duality at play. But that's just one perspective. Take a deep breath and just connect into the heart space again. Let your heart expand a little bit more than it is. Let it radiate out and amplify a little bit more and then a little bit more. Even if you're in the cocoon. Because you can have a cocoon that's all lit up and will have an impact. Another deep breath in and exhale. You are so much more than you've been told. You are so much more than you believe. Your potential is far greater than you can imagine at the level of the mind. And when you tap into the knowing within the heart, You could feel and sense sometimes just a glimpse of it, and sometimes a full immersion of it. You're not trying. This isn't about trying to get somewhere, trying to experience something. That's at the level of the mind. The mind tries. There is no trying at the level of the heart. And oneness cannot be experienced at the level of the mind, because it is not the mind that can experience it. The mind is conditioned and built around duality. It's limiting. And when we let go of the mind, we open our minds so wide. We let go of the beliefs and the thoughts and the things that hold us in this small box of perspective. The mind is what stops us from experiencing oneness within us and around us. So we let go at the level of the mind. We are open to just enough understanding so the mind lets go, so the heart can really give us a felt experience. And the beautiful thing is, our divine essence will meet us in our humanness and provide the experience we need at this time. And it's not going to provide us with an experience that's too much. And if it feels like too little of an experience, then chances are your mind is somewhere interfering or resisting. And that's okay. Accept, lean into it, surrender, soften and allow. Take some deep breaths and go back into the heart space. If you find yourself wandering into the mind, getting caught up in thoughts, feel that deep resonance with your divine nature, your divine essence, with love, with compassion, with gratitude. You might even feel your heart smiling, and you might even feel that smile translate to your face. You might even find yourself smiling on the outside as well as the inside. Tapping into your heart for guidance, for direction, for wisdom. And just asking your heart, that pure, clear connection to your divine essence, just asking your heart, what do I need to know in this moment? Just be open to a message popping in without effort. It may be a feeling, words, a sensation, an image. What do I need to know in this moment? What intention can I bring into my experience and embody to support me on my path at this time? Again, communicating directly with the heart, that pure channel. What do I need to feel, know, or experience in order to fully embody, or as fully as possible, embody my divinity within my humanness? Ask for a felt experience of all of those messages combined. Just notice what happens. It may be subtle, maybe obvious. Take a deep breath and exhale through the mouth with a big sigh or ah sound. And if there's any of you that are still way zoomed out into the universe, I invite you to bring your consciousness back, bring your awareness back. You can keep that channel open, you can keep that door open, that perspective available to you. Just zoom back in, connect again deeply to the body, your heart, your soul, your mind, and your essence all combined here in this beautiful, miraculous package. This beautiful expression of the divine essence that is you within your humanness. And then opening your heart, opening your mind up to receive the blessing. Anytime throughout, you can say, yes, thank you. May you remember the essence of who you are. May you feel that beautiful connection to your divinity with every breath. In every cell, in every space within and around you. May you lead with your heart and trust the divine wisdom that comes through as breadcrumbs, as guidance, as direction. May you choose to keep your mind in the driver's seat, in the passenger seat, or even in the back seat. Letting the mind come along for the ride and enjoy the scenery while the heart takes the driver's seat, while your heart guides and leads you and decides which direction you need to go. May you trust that your heart is providing you with everything you need in the moment. Even when you think you need more, trust that everything is playing out as it is meant to be. Trust that if it is on your path, it is purposeful. And may you remember the essence and source within you is always there. May you connect to your source point and remember that you are one within and with all of creation. May you remember that creation is folded within you and you are folded within it. May you have the courage and strength and willingness to stand up within your humanness and say yes to play your part. And may you let your heart lead you and guide you with every word, with every gesture, with every action and non-action. May you trust. May you trust. Yes, thank you. I miss thump if you like. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Just letting that divine blessing move deep into your beingness, pure, clear, clean message. Energizing your field. Take some more deep breaths. Feel your feet in contact with the surface beneath you. Feel your body in contact with your surroundings, with the air around you as well, the space you're in. Take some more deep breaths. And opening your eyes when you feel ready. Some of you may feel like you need to stay in with your eyes closed. That's okay. You might even stay there a little longer, even after the gathering has ended. Take some deep breaths. Just land. Just notice how you feel now, even with your eyes open. Just notice how you feel. We did that scan in the beginning. You're noticing the body, noticing the energy within and around you. Just notice how you feel now. And you may even feel inspired to share in the chat one or two words that capture how you're feeling. And for some of you, you may feel a little bit in the turmoil. You might actually feel like you're in the storm, even though you're centered in that cocoon, you can still feel the storm. So you may not feel totally calm, and that's okay. Can you feel centered or accepting of the storm that you're standing in and stand in it as solidly as you can? Hold steady as solidly as you can in that. So feel free to share. I'd love to hear some of your experiences. Valerie is saying, feeling peaceful and calm. Beautiful. Marion, I feel a lot more balanced and stabilized. Beautiful. And you guys can come back to this and listen to it again as well. So the replay is up for it's well, it's part of a podcast. And on any of your podcast platforms, you can find it, and you can find it on YouTube as well. So you can come back and listen to it if you feel like you're wobbly and you can't find your footing, or all of a sudden there's a new wave of energy and you feel a little discombobulated. Come back to this, listen to it again. It's one of those things that you can listen to as many times as you need to, and you'll have a different experience each time as well. So, Rebecca, I'm a butterfly. Ooh, that is a lighthouse, mutable and permanent, filled with light. I love that. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing. Philip, feeling calm and lower chakras cleared. Awesome. Good. Andrea, thank you as always. Beautiful experience. I feel centered and present. Love it. Good. I feel very centered too. This morning the energy was very rattly. I was navigating it, but I felt like I was standing on like a wobble board and I was like walking around or on something really jittery. So that it was interesting to walk on. I felt solid walking on it, but it definitely was challenging to renegotiate my balance constantly. So now I feel very balanced and centered, and the ground beneath me is kind of calmed. So that feels really nice. So this was for me just as much as it was for you guys. Pauline feels centered, lots of physical and emotional healing with intense spiritual light and energy. Beautiful. Keep holding space for that continued movement and healing. My heart is a warm hearth. Oh, I love that, Adrian. Beautiful. Love that. It's beautiful. Lucia, feeling so much energy moving through my body with goosebumps and shaking. My mind wants to feel like a cocoon, but my heart showed me a lighthouse. I love that. Good awareness. Catherine, I feel my angel surrounding me. So beautiful. Love that. Thank you all for sharing. Love that. So, just a few notices for the next couple of weeks. I'm traveling to Australia, so I'll be out of Canada. However, I really don't know what's going to happen once I get there. I may end up throwing in a Living Oneness gathering. So just be open. If I send an email, be open to seeing it. And for those of you in the Healer's Toolbox as members, I'm doing the spiritual Q&A call next Thursday, but it'll be at 12 noon because in Australia, that's going to be, I think, 7 or 8 in the morning for me on the Friday. So it's Thursday for you, 12 noon Pacific. So if you are part of the Healer's Toolbox, we'll do the spiritual Q&A that day. And if you're not part of the Healer's Toolbox and you're curious and you want to jump in, I still have 50% off, and that would be a lifetime discount for the membership for the toolbox. It's $22 a month and or 222 a year if you want to save 2 months. So it's a really good value, high value, at a really affordable way, affordable price. And it is, there's over 290 lessons now. I'm going to keep adding more. I just upgraded. I put an etheric blueprint upgrade. So make sure those of you that are in the toolbox or the healer's toolbox do that etheric blueprint upgrade in the next week. Make sure you mark it down. Don't forget that. It's really important. That one's necessary right now. And then the other one I just added was a November kind of global weather energy update as well. I'll start to do that monthly in the toolbox as well. So for those of you that don't have the toolbox, you can find it on the website, heartledliving.com, under offerings, the Healer's Toolbox, and spiritual mentoring is there. And then Pauline is just asking, yes, it's noon Pacific time. Yes, next Thursday. Thank you. And if anybody is listening to the podcast or watching and listening on YouTube to the Living Oneness Gathering, you can join us live if you want to. If you want to be here for the live gathering, then you can join us live at heartledliving.com/gathering and find it under offerings as well on the website. We would love to have more people join them. And even if you can't join and show up live, just know that at the time we're doing this live, you can tap into and experience and receive as well. And then, of course, when you tap into the replay, there's always that experience too. So, all right. I thank you all. I'm really excited to be traveling. I do a lot of global work when I'm in Australia. It's like a different part of the planet. So, I work a lot with the different energies there. So, it's always fun. The polarity is spinning in a different direction there, so that's always fun to explore. And if you notice when you're in Australia, the toilets actually flush in the opposite direction, so it's really quite wild. So the energetics are very different, so it's kind of fun for me to play there. And I will be near a big rock cliff, which I go to and meditate each day. So when I'm there, because you're part of my community and because you're in this gathering, just know that when I'm doing work like that, I call all of you in as an invitation to receive. So if all of a sudden something really wild is happening in your life, you can thank me if you need to. And just know that I'm doing some work in the background a lot of times. And if it's too much, just say, no, thank you. I'm good. Let's back off this energy a little bit. Because when I'm there and doing real deep work, it sometimes can feel a little overwhelming for some people in the community. So just know that you're more than welcome to receive it or to say no thank you to it, and that's okay. So, all right. Thank you all. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you, and I'm so grateful for this space and for all of you for showing up. Until next time, love and blessings.